You guys, after months of waiting and a year of writing, my new book, Girl Wash Your Face, is finally out in the world. I want to thank you so much, every single one of you who has bought the book on ebook or a physical copy or on audio. Your support means the world to me. And if you are listening to my podcast and you haven't yet bought the book, you're dead to me. No, I'm totally kidding, but I am serious about how important this book is. I keep talking about it because I sincerely believe there are tools in it that can help change your life. So if you have the $16, I want you to go buy it right now because you love your pal Rach. And if you don't, head to the library or borrow it from a friend. But if you care enough to listen here, you're gonna love the wisdom inside of this book. Girl, wash your face, I promise. You will not be sorry you did. Welcome to the Deis Podcast. My name is Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll share direct, tangible advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. Hey guys, welcome to the Deis Podcast. I got a question this week from a reader on Instagram. She wondered if I would consider talking about it here on the podcast, and I thought it was a great question and one that maybe y'all have as well. So today we are going to talk about how you know what to wear. I know that sounds kind of funny, but bear with me here because as I dig into this, I actually think these are some really great tips so that you know what to wear to the office, like your new job, the holiday party, like what am I supposed to wear to this event? We're going to a nonprofit event and it says cocktail, black tie. Like, I don't know what this stuff means. I don't know what this means in my town, or how to know what to wear. Just even like you got a new pair of boots and you want to figure out how these are there. There's a bunch of different ways that we dress. There's some really specific things that I do to know what to wear. It's also worth saying this question came from one of you guys. I love, love, love basing podcast episodes around what you really want to know. So if you have a question, if you are in direct marketing and you're wondering how to do that better, if you want to know how to grow your Instagram, if you want to know how to be a better mom, whatever it is, I would love to be a resource for you. So send me a DM on Instagram. It's Miss Rachel Hollis, MS Rachel Hollis, and maybe you will be the one that I choose to answer. Okay, so the question originally came from a young woman who is recently out of college and has started her first big real corporate job, and she said that she feels concerned because everybody that she works with is much older and has a much more conservative style to what they're wearing to the office. And she is definitely wearing nice clothes and nice brands, but it's more with a millennial mindset. It's more of a hipper, cooler style. So she knows she's wearing a fantastic outfit, but she feels like she's being judged by the older members who work with her because they don't feel like she's dressed appropriately. So I'm going to tell her, and I'm going to tell you, what I told my 9-year-old in this same scenario, which is when you are in someone else's domain, you have to play by their rules. And I know not everybody wants to hear that. I know people want to hear like, oh, you get to express yourself, you get to be whoever and whatever you... No, that's actually not how business works. That's not how schools work. That's not how organizations or clubs work. If you are on someone else's turf, if you're in someone else's domain, you have to play by their rules. The reason I was talking about this with my 9-year-old is because he got in trouble one day for speaking in class. And there was a rule when you were finished with your math or something, you could raise your hand and you would be excused to like a certain area, and then you were allowed to speak once you were there, but you weren't allowed to talk at your desk. And he felt upset because he was like, well, I finished my math and I was talking to my friend okay, but what's the rule, Sawyer? He's like, well, the rule is that you have to go to a certain part of the classroom in order to be able to speak. But mom, I feel like I should be allowed to, because I'm like, it doesn't matter what you think. You are in your teacher's domain. You're on her turf. And when you're on her turf, you've got to play by her rules. When you go to dinner, when you're a little kid, you remember you go to dinner at your friend's house and they would have totally different table manners than you had at your house. I remember a friend who in their family, you had to ask to be excused before you were allowed to leave the dinner table. That wasn't a rule in my family. And I always felt so weird because I was like, we don't do this. But guess what? You're at their house for dinner. You're going to have to play by their rules. The same goes with a business. If you are young and you have taken a job in a conservative company and all of your bosses and all of the managers and everybody higher up than you dresses in a more conservative manner, guess what? You've got to play by their rules, or you've got to move to a company that allows the kind of stylistic free impression that you want to have in your life. That's how it works. That's why millennials today, like a lot of the millennials I work with, care so much about that kind of thing in their workplace, because they want to go to work where they feel freedom, where they feel like they're allowed to express themselves. But sister, not every industry is like that. In real estate, in legal, in finance, in insurance. I'm just thinking of all the people that I know who work in these industries who have to wear really fancy business clothes. That would be my nightmare. Right now I'm wearing Spanx leggings. I would not want to do that. But if you're on someone else's turf, right? So you, unfortunately, if you want to get ahead, you need to play by their rules. How I would handle that is I would dress in the way that they prefer people to dress. And I would let one great accessory be my form of self-expression. I would wear the suit, and then I would have one great statement necklace or some chunky earrings or some leopard print heels. I'd let there always be something that expressed myself, but still played by their rules. In my first, I'm actually looking at a stack of my fiction books. And in my first book, Party Girl, if any of you have read it, she works for an event planner. This is a true story from my life, because that book is based on my life. I had a boss who we were only allowed to wear black. You had to wear all black. That was what she wanted, all black. And I hated that. I'm a colorful person. I like color. I'm like, hello. I have 7 different patterns on as I'm doing this podcast right now. And I was on her turf. So I wore all black, and then I would have like a neon belt or like a really bold lip stain or really bright nail polish. I would have one thing that still felt like me, but also played by her rules. So when it comes to work, dress for the job you want. If you want to be the assistant, girl, they hired you in those clothes, you can stay right there. But if your goal is to move up, if your goal is to be a manager, if you get to the top and then change the rules, or start your own company and change the rules, or go to a company that's more in line with your values. But if you want to be taken seriously, you gotta play by their rules. So that is how you know what to wear to work. The next question is, how do you know what to wear to an event? Have you ever been invited to a company holiday party or a nonprofit or something for your partner's work or something that's like a big deal, or a wedding? Have you ever been invited to a wedding and it says attire like cocktail chic, or afternoon garden party? You're like, what does this mean? I don't know what this means. The best advice, it's so simple, but when I say this to people, they're always like, well, that's what we should do. I want you to Google the event from last year. If it's a big formal event that you're going to in your town, chances are it's existed before now. And typically with those kind of events, they keep the same attire. So if it's a black tie event for the last 5 years and it's a black tie event again this year, and you Google it, you're going to see examples of what women wore last year or what the men were wearing. So you feel super comfortable. Sometimes people like to have fun with the tire. So I don't know if you've ever seen something that'll say like creative black tie. That's one we see. My husband works for Disney. We see that a lot with Pixar parties. They'll say creative black tie. I'm like, what does creative black tie mean? Well, if you go ahead and Google it, you're going to find out exactly what it means as it pertains to this specific company, which is usually dressing like someone from Monsters, Inc. or something super crazy, but you at least get an idea of where you're supposed to go. So Google last year's event. If there aren't pictures from last year's events, then go on over to Pinterest. Pinterest is going to be just a fantastic resource for you. For the exact, I want you to look up the exact words it says under attire. You know, maybe it's afternoon garden party attire. Put that in and get some ideas based on that. If they didn't give you information about attire, that's always concerning. For some people, I'm sure they're listening to this and rolling their eyes, but I have been shocked in the history of my career. I did events for a really long time. And now where we have these live events or we have the Rise Conference where women come from all over the world, it's the number one question. What am I supposed to wear? The reason it's the number one question is because feeling like you're appropriately dressed for something makes you feel like you belong, right? So people can roll their eyes all they want, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe there's an entire podcast. No, some people, maybe not you, sister, but some people get really overwhelmed by this. So if there isn't anything listing what you are supposed to wear, if you have no earthly clue, you can ask the person who invited you. You can ask your host or your hostess, what's the attire? I'll tell you something that happens a lot at our house. I think because people maybe see my Instagram or they see Dave and I at these parties or events and we always look fancy. Or we're like, you know, I've got the full hair and the full makeup and whatever, that when we invite people over for dinner who have never been to our house before, they tend to dress up way nicer than we are. I'll tell you right now, if you ever get invited over to my house for a casual dinner, I do not wear makeup. I am in, we take casual very seriously around these parts. When you have a life where you always have to be dressed up, when you are at home, at least for me, I'm like, I refuse. In fact, you know that we are actual friends if I don't put on makeup for you. And I don't do my hair. I'm wearing boyfriend jeans and a t-shirt. Welcome to my house. Here's some fried chicken. That's real life. But it can feel awkward when you didn't ask your hostess and you show up in like a beautiful summer dress with hair and makeup done and some wedge sandals and I'm in flip-flops and a t-shirt. So I tend to, as the hostess, because I'm always mindful of not wanting anyone to be uncomfortable, I'll say, yeah, hey, come over at 6:30. Gosh, we'd love it. Yeah, you want to bring something? Bring a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. We'd love that. And we're super casual around here. I'm going to be in flip-flops and a t-shirt. Like, I spell it out like that. So you should feel comfortable to come however you like to do Saturday evening. The last little tip that I wanted to give you in terms of knowing what to wear is knowing what to wear with a specific outfit, a specific piece of clothing, a specific pair of shoes. You want to try a smoky eye. You want to try hair up, hair down. I think this all the time for clothing. If you have a specific piece up, if you have a specific article of clothing or a pair of shoes that you really want to wear or that you love, but you only know how to wear one way, go to Pinterest. Holy smokes. I can't even tell you. I love that you guys give me compliments on my outfits. 99% of them are ideas I got off Pinterest. So I have this new blouse, which is like a gold and white striped blouse, and it's really pretty. And I want to incorporate it more because I spent money on it. I will go over to Pinterest and I will type in gold. I'll just be like stripe button down style woman. Stripe button down style casual. Stripe button down style formal, striped button down, under a dress. Like I'll use Pinterest as the search engine that it is. Pinterest is a search engine, my friends. And I'll go over there and I'll just find a ton of different outfits to choose from. So I oftentimes, as I'm scrolling, I'll be like, oh, wait, I have jeans with a hole in the knee that look just like that. And I have a scarf I can kind of do that with. Or I have some booty. Okay, there's an outfit. And I will print out, get ready, I print out a picture of that outfit and I'll tape it up inside my closet as a reminder, or I'll screenshot it on my phone. Or you could even be super meta and create a Pinterest board that's just outfit inspiration that you keep on your phone. In the morning, you're like, man, I want to get dressed, but I don't know what to wear. Oh, I'll go scroll through all my inspo pictures and put an outfit together based on that. So you probably have like 100 different outfit combinations in your closet right now without spending one single penny that you just haven't thought to pair in that way. So head over to Pinterest, type in the exact article of clothing you have, and then start figuring out how to mix and match that to elevate your closet. That feels like maybe a shorter podcast, but I feel like it's helpful. I think anytime there is tangible, very specific advice, even if it's weird, I think it's helpful. So I hope that that was helpful for you, and I hope that I answered my girlfriend's question. I'm so sorry that I did not keep track of your name. If you guys come up with great questions for me going forward, I promise that I will actually say, like, hey, this is for Unicorn Party 123. Thanks for the DM. Yeah, that's all we have for today, guys. I hope you found it helpful, and I hope you're going to head over to Pinterest now to figure out how to wear those new booties. We will be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, if you have a moment and you can write a review or subscribe to the podcast, that is life to those of us who work so hard to produce every single episode. For more information, you can check out deuspodcast.com or stalk me on every form of social media. I am Miss Rachel Hollis on every single platform. Thanks to our producer, Allison Cohen, our sound engineer, Jack Noble, and our sound editor, Andrew Weller. Most importantly, I hope you heard something today that inspires you. I'll see you next week.